From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Tim Padgett. From Mexican Americans to Cuban Americans, few groups are as diverse as Latinos, who are now the nation's largest minority, which is why filmmaker Adriana Bosch's new PBS documentary, Latino Americans, is such an impressive achievement. Bosch, whose three-part, six-hour series begins Sunday evening at 7 on WLRN-TV, joins us now to talk about this project, which she conceived 5 years ago. Welcome, Adriana, and congratulations.
Thank you, and I'm very happy to be here.
You yourself were born in Cuba. You came to this country in the 1960s. You now live in Miami. But what compelled you to take on the daunting task of telling such a comprehensive history, an unprecedented history, really, of U.S. Latinos as a whole?
It's a big difficulty, I think, finding which stories needed to be told. We don't have time to tell everything. We don't have time to talk about everyone. So what we did in the series was not isolate each group, 1 hour Puerto Ricans, 1 hour Cubans, or, you know, 3 hours Mexicans. What we did is we traced the chronology of these groups along the chronology of American history as they and us have participated in every important event in this nation's history, even before its founding.
What misconceptions about Latinos and their contribution to this country do you hope the film corrects? I mean, what do you want non-Latinos to learn from it?
I think the most important thing is said by Vicky Ruiz at the very beginning of hour one. People think we got here day before yesterday, but the first European language spoken in this country, Spanish, and in a sense, what I want people to take away from it is that Latinos have a long history in this country. They were part of the founding of this country. We already are part of that mix, and I think we will continue to change that mix.
In the same vein, what do you want Latinos to learn about themselves from this?
I think we all know our own narratives, our own experiences, and I don't think we know enough about each other. I think we need to know that everyone faced difficult challenges. Cubans need to know what Mexicans went through. Mexicans need to know that things were not handed to Cubans. Puerto Ricans, on the other hand, I think we all need to know that Puerto Ricans, you know, they were overwhelmed by New York City and by the changes that happened in New York City. We just need to know these things so we understand that nothing was handed to anyone and that sometimes people complain with good reason.
What role does the Cuban-American experience, the Castro experience, play in this documentary, especially in Miami?
This is a community that comes to the United States thinking that Castro is going to be overthrown by the Americans. So it is not a permanent community. It's not a community that comes in with a sense that we're going to stay in Miami. You know, going home is sort of the mantra of that first exile wave. And that leads to the construction of a community that really is intent on preserving its language, its values, its culture. And that is the origin, in a sense, of the Cuban enclave, that sense of we don't have to assimilate because we are going home. As we stayed, we changed, and we became very much integrated into the fabric of the city.
Well, thanks so much for talking with us, Adriana. Latino Americans airs Sunday evening at 7 on WLRN-TV. You can read more of our Latin America coverage on WLRN.org. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.